The opinions expressed here are those of the individual participants. Curry Coast Community Radio takes no position on issues discussed in this program. The information provided is not intended to substitute for professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your personal physician or other qualified healthcare professional before changing your healthcare treatment, diet, or lifestyle.
Hello, hello, and welcome. We are so glad to have you here today on the Ocean Mist Power Hour, coming to you from KCIW 100.7 FM on your radio dial, right here in Brookings Harbor, Oregon. I'm your host, Misty Young, your longtime host, Misty Young. I'm joined by my not-so-long-time co-host,
short-time
co-host, Sherry Carey Baum, who is a registered nurse and a Master of Science in Nursing. Glad to have you here, Sherry. It's always fun.
So much fun. I feel like we should just be eating fruit and coffee and calling it tea time.
Oh, yeah. Tea time with Sherry. I love it. Tea time with Nurse Sherry.
You notice I didn't mention cookies or crumpets or...
I know, but you also didn't mention grapes, and that is my current, big-time obsession.
Yeah, I saw your husband. He brought in, 2 pounds yesterday?
4 pounds yesterday.
Holy
4 pounds, yeah.
Four.
Half of them are already gone.
And you're losing weight.
And I'm losing weight. That's right. I felt so bad yesterday. I was on the beach, and I was walking. We went swimming in the ocean yesterday.
My gosh.
It was so awesome. And then I was, taking this walk down the beach, and I saw these ladies on the beach, and they were both just morbidly obese, and they were just dipping their hands into huge bags of chips and just munching. And I couldn't help but think they don't know.
They don't know.
People don't know that it's the food.
They don't know, and they think they need to exercise more to compensate. And we've already talked about that. You can't do that. I mean, exercise is for other things. It's for your brain, your heart, all of your blood vessels, everything else. That's what exercise is for. But if you really think you're going to lose weight just by exercising,
you're deluding yourself.
Yeah. I hate to use those words, but it's kind of true.
Well, you know,
We've been sold a bill of goods,
and I can't wait to get into it today. I know we've got a great show for our listeners. I want to remind our listeners that we're coming to you again from KCIW 100.7 FM out of Brookings Harbor, Oregon. This is what I like to call the gateway of the Great Pacific Northwest. It's about as far west as you can get in the continental U.S. It's the home of daffodils in December, flowers all year round, and truly the nicest people you'll ever meet. This is the place where the mountains and the old-growth redwoods meet the sea. Harbor and Brookings is home to Sherry and me.
Yay!
And it's home to all of the great folks behind the scenes at KCIW, whether they're in the production room, in the sound engineering studio, or out on the streets as a volunteer or on the board of directors. These folks are the people behind the scenes that help make KCIW the little station that could, that did, that is, bringing you Curry Coast Community Radio. So yay to all of those folks. Now, Sherry.
Yes.
Nurse Sherry.
Uh-oh.
I like to refer to you as my nutrition nurse.
I know you do, and it's so cute, because you actually introduce me that way to strangers.
I do.
I'm like, hi.
I know, you're like, oh, me? Hello. But you know what? You changed me in such a fundamental way. You know, the crazy thing is now, I'm not a nurse, I'm not a doctor, I'm not even a scientist, I'm just a nutrition geek. I do hold a nutritional therapist certificate from the Health Sciences Academy.
And you're a health coach.
And I'm a health coach. And I do have a plant-based nutrition certificate from the E. Cornell T. Colin Campbell Center for Nutrition Studies. Now, I know you also have the plant-based nutrition certificate from E. Cornell T. Colin Campbell Center for Nutrition Studies. And you're continuing your education with the American College of Lifestyle Medicine for board certification in lifestyle medicine.
I am. And the closer we get to that exam, the... You know I'm old.
Well, I don't know if you're too old. I don't know about that part. I'm not buying the old. You can't play the old card. I'm sorry.
Shoot. No, it's an exciting class because it really is a course that I think all providers, whether they're nurses, midwives, nurse practitioners, physicians, I think it's a program that really everybody should be learning and applying and teaching to everybody because it's about lifestyle. It's about what you put in your mouth, how you move your body, do you sleep, how do you handle your stress? All of those things are what are causing the COVID, right?
Right, to take hold.
To take hold and then also cause problems. So pre-existing diseases is our enemy right now.
Our big
and
time enemy,
yes.
And we
know that when you change your lifestyle, when you change your life, we can reduce some of those chronic diseases.
I love to know that. In fact, when you talk about changing life, you mentioned that it's about lifestyle. And yes, we have these common certificates and, you know, background in study. But when it comes right down to it, I wasn't living that lifestyle until I met you, until you kind of helped me see a different way of living. I thought I was doing fine, but what I really was a junk food vegan. And you know that. I was.
Yeah, I don't even say I'm a vegan anymore.
I don't either.
I used to, just to explain to people that really I don't eat meat and dairy. But being a whole food, plant-based lifestyle, plant-based eater, you don't realize that you're not a vegan. What you are is caring for yourself and caring for the environment.
Yes.
The difference, though, just for those who are new to the show or really haven't been following us that long, the difference between a vegan and a whole food plant-based, vegans do not eat animal, do not eat dairy, eggs, fish, any of that.
No animal products of any kind.
There are so many foods that are vegan, that are junk food, that are high fat, high processed, high chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at some of the Beyond Meats and the hamburgers and the, what, the lunch meats, mm-hmm. second ingredient is oil. Now, whole food plant-based is different. Nope, you don't eat animals. You don't eat cheese. You don't eat any dairy. You don't eat any oil because oil is technically a processed food.
I know. I was having this conversation with myself this morning in my shower.
Isn't that nice? Most people sing in the shower. What are you doing in there thinking?
I get in there and I think about nutrition. I'm always thinking about nutrition. It's just how I operate. Oh, my goodness. And I was having this conversation in my head with my son-in-law. I noticed that he was cooking recently and he used a lot of oil. And I said to him, you know, oil is not found anywhere in nature. Anywhere. No. You don't find it in nature. And then this is a conversation in my head, of course. My son-in-law said, well, yes, it appears in nature. What about olives? What about avocados? And I'm like, no, there's no oil there. There's fat in the actual whole food.
Oh, that's so good. Now, was your son-in-law in the shower with you?
No. The whole thing was 100% in my own little crazy imagination.
I knew that. I was just teasing you.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but the thing is, it's oil is one of the most highly processed, fragmented, fractionated food substances. And we've been fed this bill of goods that says, it's good for you. You should have it. You need it. Because everybody knows, well, you need a little fat in your body. And everybody says that. Oh, you need a little fat.
You do.
A little.
I'm not going to argue with
you.
Well, there is fat in olives, but there's nutrients, there's fiber, there's fat in avocados. We all love avocados, partly because of the high fat. Nuts, seeds, all of those have healthy fat.
Right.
But they also come with nutrients and fiber.
Right.
So when we squeeze out the oil and that's all we've got, you've got pure fat, 9 calories.
9 calories a gram.
Gram.
No, 14 calories per gram, right?
No, I think it's 9.
Is it 9?
Yeah.
Yes. I think it's I can't remember now.
I think it's 9.
I think you're right. It's 4 calories per gram of protein. 4 calories per gram of...
Well, there's no... Yes,
Calories per gram of carbohydrates and then 9 in oils.
Yes.
And when you do squeeze it all out and all you have there is the oil, it's pure fat.
There's
no nutritional value to it whatsoever.
Pure fat.
Right. Could you imagine, like one time you said to me, and it was really early on when we very first met, you said, well, you know, think about how much oil is in a whole can of olives. Like you said, like a can of green olives. You said, nobody sits down and eats a whole can of green olives. And I was kind of like, do-do-do, some of us do. At least I get the nutritional value with it. I don't do that anymore. I don't eat a whole can of olives at one time.
Oh, I'm so glad because it's also very high salt, but I'm so glad.
Right, but it shows up differently in my body. So the things that you helped me do originally was get rid of the vegan stuff. I had all these things. I remember I used to tell you, well, those are my transition foods, remember?
Right. And how long did it take you to transition?
A long time. Well, actually, when I made the decision, it was pretty quick to transition. And then every time in the meantime that I've like, oh, well, it's been a few months and I'll try some of that Beyond or Beef or some of that Impossible or whatever. And then I get sick and I feel it in my body and I have like whole night sweats or fizzles or sizzles or whatever. And I know. So getting the transition foods out was one thing. But when I really heard you carefully and listened carefully and activated the low-fat living, everything started to rapidly, really rapidly change.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Yes.
My favorite first thing that seems to leave when you go from either a standard American diet, right, or a standard vegan diet, is the mind fog. When you don't have that oil in your blood all the time. So if you were to eat something fat, you know, let's say you just went to In-N-Out just because you were in a rush and you grabbed it, you're on a road trip, whatever.
French fries.
And then an hour later, we check your blood. We see it.
The oil is in your blood.
Well, the fat is.
The fat is, yeah.
The fat is in your blood. So you can't tell me that it doesn't slow you down. What do you think that is after you eat Thanksgiving and then you just lay there? I mean, yeah, turkey does kind of knock you out, but all that fat and all that grease and all those simple carbohydrates, which is a sugar rush and then a sugar drop. No wonder you're just sitting there staring at the TV.
Yeah, right. You're in this food coma, but it's slowing down. It's this viscosity, of your blood. The blood is thinner and easier to move when it's not laden down
with cholesterol and fat and your blood vessels. I mean, we've talked about heart disease reducing because the blood can actually flow through.
Yes.
Right? So if your brain is dependent on blood and oxygen and glucose,
which it is,
I promise it is.
It is, yes.
You can't not eat well or you're going to slow down. You're going to have brain fog. Some people talk about depression, which is huge right now. I spoke to a woman this morning and I said she's decided to eat this way and it's been 2 weeks. So she's a perfect example. I said, what did you feel first? And she kind of started eating this way because she wants to lose weight.
Right.
That was her primary thing.
Which, let's be fair, it is one of the best ways you can lose weight.
Absolutely.
It is the best way to lose weight.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I tried to explain to her, how do you feel? I don't care if you've gotten on the scale right now. It's been 2 weeks. I don't care if you've gotten on the scale. How do you feel?
Right.
And she said, the fog is lifted.
Nice.
I can think again.
Awesome.
And I can move well.
Yes.
You know, she's a large woman, so her joints hurt, her feet hurt. She moves well again. And it's been 2 weeks.
In
just
14 days, she's had that much.
So to lose that brain fog so that you know where your keys are. You know that right word. Now, I'm really bad with words. And we all know that. But it's not because of brain fog. I don't know what it is.
I think you have a little dyslexia.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
You do.
Yeah, I do. I don't admit it, though. I just admitted it on air.
Oh no.
Now everybody knows. Give me a string of numbers and I'll prove it. I was a receptionist when I was really young. And dang, I worked for a bunch of doctors and they'd come back and they'd go, who is this supposed to be? Because I called the number and there's no Mr. Green.
Ooh. Oopsie.
Oops.
Did I do that?
Oops.
Well, I've noticed sometimes you say words or places or like multiple things that are, and you say them inside out. Like Gary does that too. Or he'll take a whole word and turn it inside out. I'm like, how do you even do that? You know?
We're good at it.
You're good at it.
It's part
That's
of our
awesome.
Charm.
Yes, it is part of your charm.
It kind of is. I mean, although for a while there, people weren't thinking I was all that bright. But hey, whatever.
Well, yeah. Now who's laughing? You know, I've got a master's degree in nursing, you say. I'm studying with the American College of Lifestyle Medicine. Hello.
Amy always goes, well, how many babies did you deliver, Mom?
Right.
Like, a few.
A few hundred, a couple thousand maybe.
Not thousands, hundreds.
Hundreds.
But
you know, coming back to the lady you were talking to this morning and sharing the idea with her that after 14 days, the brain fog is gone.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And she feels good. She's an incredibly intelligent, articulate woman. So for her to say, I think clearer.
Yes.
Is amazing. And she also said, which we all know right now, it's really hard to keep your mood up, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're all really struggling with that.
Yeah.
But she also said her depression has lifted a bit.
That is really great news. I'm glad to hear that. Well,
part
of what I wanted to talk about today is one of the strategies that you've really helped me with. When I said earlier that you helped me get rid of the transition foods, and then you helped me see the value of low-fat living. And I got to tell you, I really wanted to dig my heels in on the ground on that one. And I kind of felt like you were going to have to drag me kicking and screaming. Isn't that crazy? I haven't admitted this to you yet. I don't think. Not even just like personally. I don't think I've told you this. But I was really, really resistant to low-fat living. In my own mind, I was like, well, you know, but that's the last thing I have, right?
Right,
it's my vice. I mean, I don't drink.
Yep.
I don't smoke pot. I don't do, you know, any of the things that people do that are fully legal and fully available. And I'm like, I don't eat meat. I don't eat cheese. I don't eat dairy. I don't eat, you
now
know, don't, all these
my
don'ts.
Fat.
And now I can't have it. Yeah. Right. So
it is a harsh thing to think about it until you take it out of your diet
and find
and
the
benefits.
And
then you eat it again and you go, oh my gosh, that tastes horrible. Horrible.
Right.
You know, the grease in a chip lines your mouth.
Right. It's so gross.
But I never said you had to be perfect either.
No, you never did. And what's happened is my taste buds, as you've told me, would happen. And you've told me before that it takes about 10 or 11 days for your taste buds to entirely transition over to a whole new set of taste buds. They've completely changed. So if I did have a chip, it does feel funky in my body.
It's gross.
It's gross. It feels funky in my mouth, and then I feel gross. And if I had to admit something really gross, and I'm going to go ahead and admit this right now,
because
give you
we're
gas.
Not on the radio.
Well,
oh,
it
gas.
Gives you gas. It gives me gas. Like if I eat chips or any kind of high fat, it gives me gas. I'm like, oh, so that what was going on all those years?
Poor Gary.
Poor Gary. Exactly. Oh my God. Okay,
oh,
well,
that.
That's pretty embarrassing.
So that was pretty fun. No, we're all fessing up.
But you know what? The thing that you taught me to do, and this has been an absolute game changer, was you taught me some strategies to set myself up for success, right? First of all, you taught me what not to keep in my pantry. Then you taught me what not to have in my fridge
exactly.
and in my freezer. And then you taught me how to create foods in a way that would support me. Like, you know, I'm a burrito girl. I love my burritos.
Love burritos,
I
yeah.
do let myself have, I think there's only 6 grams of fat. When I say only, I feel like only 6 grams of fat is still a lot of fat, but I think there's 6 grams of fat in the tortillas that I use. They are whole wheat tortillas. They don't have anything in them but tortilla, you know, a little bit of fat, maybe a little salt. But when I'm able to make a dozen burritos at once, whole food, plant-based.
Absolutely.
Put them in my freezer. Whip them out. When I'm in that moment and I'm like, I'm hungry and I'm hungry right now and there's no grapes on hand. But I like burritos for breakfast. So when I get up in the morning and I need a burrito, I whip it out of the freezer and I put
Isn't
it in the microwave
nice?
And it's awesome. But I never thought about batch cooking that way or bulk cooking or prepping in a way that would support my goals.
Well, and what I realize, I've been cooking my whole life. I mean, I started cooking for the family, a family of 6 when I was very young.
Yeah.
Probably 11 or 12. So
yes.
I've been cooking my whole life. And the one thing that you have to do is think about it. Plan a little bit. Now, eating whole food plant-based is not hard. A lot of people go, it's so overwhelming. I don't know how to do it. I don't know where to start. Well, start with a plan. What do you like? First of all, think in your brain, what do I like? You love burritos.
Right.
Now, I'm going to tell you, switch to Ezekiel.
I've tried those. I do love them.
Do you microwave them before you wrap them?
Yeah, but they don't hold together as well.
Oh, that's because they're so healthy and there's no fat in them.
I know, there's zero fat in them. And I do buy them and I do eat them on occasion. Yeah.
Oh, we eat them all the time. But, okay. So let's move past that.
Okay.
Let's move past that.
All right.
So think about what your favorite. Your favorite is burritos, right? So how often do you want to eat them that week? Like some people will eat them every day or I'm not an eat the same food every day.
Yeah.
It's just not who I am.
Yep.
So I think about what I'm going to have the week ahead.
I'm curious, do you eat leftovers?
I do.
Yeah, I do too.
I do because my food's good.
Yeah, mine too. Have you ever known anybody, like I know someone they finish dinner and they throw it away. I'm like, what are you doing?
To me, that's tough. That's
irresponsible.
A waste. All right. I was going to say it was bad, but you know
it's
me.
Bad.
I try not to be too judgmental.
I know.
What word can I come up with but bad?
That is just plain bad. Actually, I think it's rude when you just throw food away. It's rude to the earth.
Yeah. It's a huge waste. But anyway, some people don't like leftovers, so don't make so much.
Right. Make less to begin with.
Make less.
Yeah.
But think about what you want to eat.
Yes.
So we're going to batch cook. That's what this is all about. How do you do it? You're going to batch cook.
You're going to make more and set it aside, right?
Absolutely. So you love burritos. Let's do rice and beans.
Yes.
Okay. Now, it's as easy to cook 1 cup of beans as it is to cook 6 cups of beans.
Right.
And beans last in your refrigerator for 5 days. If you don't think you're going to eat all those beans in 5 days, freeze them. Pull them out for soups. Beans work in everything. You can use beans for burritos.
Mm-hmm.
You can put beans in soup. You can put them on salads. Yep. Beans are a wonderful thing for your body.
White beans you can use in a blender and
blenders
turn into sauces.
Sauce. Mm-hmm. So think about what you're going to eat that week. Okay, so last week my menu was I did pinto beans and I did brown rice. Mm-hmm. So how am I going to cook that beans and brown rice in different dishes so that I'm not stuck?
How did you? What were the different?
Yeah. One was black bean salad with mango and corn, cilantro, and lime.
Oh my
Delicious.
God. That sounds
That's
so
it.
Good.
That's the whole recipe.
That's the whole thing.
Right? Right. Mango makes it sweet.
Yep.
The beans are nice and tender, but they have a nice texture. Mm-hmm. The cilantro, heaven,
yes,
right?
Heaven.
I do like red onions.
Yeah, me too.
Just because they're pretty too.
Yeah.
You know, that color.
Right.
And then lime juice. That's it. You know, I've taken it to potlucks, and people have eaten it all.
Right, you go back for seconds, you're like, what?
Because that's all I get to eat,
right?
And I'm back with my little plate, all happy, because I'm going to eat my salad, because of course nobody wants my vegetables.
Dang.
And it's gone.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man.
Right, but then there's that giant plate of ribs there, you know, or chicken.
I know. People like vegetables, and they like pretty foods. So when I talk about the cilantro and the red onion and the corn and
the black beans or the pintos.
Oh, yeah, the frozen corn.
Yep.
Just throw it in. I don't even cook the corn. I just take it out of the frozen bag and throw it in. And by the time you stir it up and serve it, it's thawed.
No kidding.
How easy.
Right?
Right? And I even used frozen mango last time I made it.
That's
last
awesome.
Week,
yeah.
Because I didn't have any fresh mango. So
that's cool to know.
That's the whole recipe. Black beans, corn, kind of same amount.
Yep.
Black beans to corn.
Yep.
And then cilantro, mango, red onions,
lime,
and lime juice.
Oh my gosh,
that's
that
it.
Sounds so good.
So that
so
was
good.
one dish.
So this is on the week that you were doing brown rice and pintos. Okay,
yep.
So that's one dish. What
that's
else can you
dish.
Make with brown rice and pintos?
I made a wonderful enchilada casserole. So I get tortilla chips, corn, and I bake them or air fry them until they're crispy.
So they're not actually tortilla chips. You buy whole tortillas
tortilla
and you make chips yourself in an air fryer.
Or even in the oven.
Or even in the oven.
Yeah.
Because they're no fat.
No fat.
Zero fat. Fat free.
And
super crunchy.
Tortillas should only have corn and lime juice.
That's it.
We're going to go back to read your labels.
Yes.
Please read your label.
Yes.
That's how you know. And I know it's difficult, especially if you're my age, because then you have to dig around and find
glasses.
I know. People watch me in the store and they're like, what is she doing? Because I'm like, got my glasses and I'm reading every single thing in front of me. It is pretty silly. But you got to read your labels.
Yes.
And that's all you do is you just air fry them or bake them in the oven until they're crispy. Layer that on the pan, enchilada sauce. You can buy canned enchilada sauce. Again, read the label. I didn't have any on hand, so I actually made my own.
That is insane.
And it was amazing. And it was the easiest thing I've ever done. I always thought enchilada sauce was like
some
mole,
mysterious,
you know?
Magical, right. Yeah.
Where there's 100 million ingredients.
Right.
How are you going to do this? Or curry. Who knew how easy it is? And then I put on black beans and brown rice underneath the enchilada sauce.
Yep.
And then black olives, sliced black olives.
Nice.
Delicious.
That's an enchilada casserole?
I call it enchilada casserole.
Enchilada casserole. That sounds so good. Okay, so now we've got two dishes with brown rice and or pinto beans. What else?
Yep. Last night, I kind of looked like a deer in the headlights when it was dinner time because I hadn't planned ahead. And I had a baked potato, and I took those pinto beans, and I mixed them with salsa and a little bit of spice and some chili.
Uh-huh.
Cooked them all up with a little bit of onion and poured those over the potatoes.
So really, when you say deer in the headlights, because you hadn't planned ahead, you had planned ahead.
Right.
You had those
the beans.
You had those beans ready to go.
I just didn't know what I was going to use them. And then a wonderful brown rice salad. Cut up some veggies, onions, I love cilantro, parsley, whatever you have, tomatoes, dice them up really small, mix them with your brown rice, add lemon juice, you've got a wonderful salad.
Yeah, that sounds
right?
so good. So bulk
little
cooking
bit of pepper.
Doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to sit down and make 12 burritos, which is what I always do. And I do love having the same burritos every single day in and day out. I will do it every day. But it can mean making a particular ingredient that you can then use
for different meals.
Right.
That's the trick. That's how you're going to succeed, and that's how you're going to get your family to succeed. You can also do bowls. Everybody loves bowls. If you have a family, you have a bowl of beans, you have a bowl of rice, different things, tomatoes, red onions, avocados, bell pepper, avocado, whatever, salsa. And then everybody gets to pick lettuce. Add lettuce to your rice and beans because it gives a nice texture
and freshness. Yes.
Make that great big bowl. Everybody can have whatever they want, whatever they enjoy. They feel like they've been a part of their dinner instead of you just sitting down and saying, eat this.
They get to put what they want.
Shredded carrots.
Yep. My grandkids love it when I do that. When I'll make these little buffet type things, or I'll make these little areas where they can just come in and pick out whatever they want, and they always dig it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you feel powerful. You know, you're making your own food. You're eating what you want, not what people are telling you to.
Right.
You can do a brown rice bowl like that and add all kinds of veggies, all kinds of treats, whatever you want. So those are just five ideas to use for rice and beans.
You know, I want to share a couple of ideas that I do in terms of bulk prep, because this makes, and I don't go as far as you do in terms of planning out what I'm going to eat that week, because I'm just not that way. But if I have the bulk ingredients on hand, then, because I'm kind of like I'm like the kitchen magician. Do you remember?
Right.
You remember those commercials from way back when we were kids? And like, you've got the kitchen magician or the popiel pocket fisherman, you know?
Right. Do whatever you want.
Right.
Yeah. And it does it all.
But if, exactly. And it's no bigger than a candy bar. Fits right in your pocket. The thing I like to do, a couple of things, three strategies that I use all the time. One, we've talked about this before and I'll make it really short. You taught me not to throw away my vegetable scraps or take them right to the compost.
Yeah.
So I freeze all my vegetable scraps after I prep my veggies, which I've always got a huge bag of vegetable scraps going. And
me too.
I boil them down and I reduce them into my veggie stock. So
isn't that nice?
It's nice.
Got such good flavor.
Oh, such great flavor. Then I take those, I make them into ice cubes, I throw them in the freezer. So that's one thing I do. The second thing I do is I find that even with low-fat living, I still use a lot of cashews for sauces or salad dressings, that kind of thing, and they need to be soaked. So what I do is I will soak them.
You can soak a bunch of them, stick them in the fridge.
Well, yeah, but they only last for a little while if you put them in the fridge. So here's what I do. I soak a bunch of them overnight, then I drain them. Then I take the drained cashews, put them in little containers, and put them in the freezer. So now they're soaked.
Perfect. They're ready to go.
And they're waiting in suspended animation for me to add into my sauces. So that works really good. And the third thing I like to do is every couple weeks or so, I go on kind of a tofu bender.
You know, I really like tofu. And you know, tofu is not bad for you. I talked to somebody recently and they're like, oh, I can't eat tofu. I had breast cancer. That's old research.
That's old news. Yeah.
We know that tofu is actually good for women.
Protective, beneficial.
It is very protective. And women who do eat tofu, I don't want you eating it three times a day, you know, a couple times a week is great. But it actually reduces the reoccurrence of breast cancer.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, it drives me crazy because I was a woman's health nurse practitioner when we were telling women, oh, no, stay away from soy.
Right.
You're
it's got those phytoestrogens.
Cancer. Oh, my gosh, you can't ever have it again. And then what? 10 years later, it's like, oh, I'm sorry. Have tofu.
You know, when you think about it, though, I mean, we look at the big food industry is doing everything they can to protect their market, right?
Absolutely.
So who do you think? If I just had to guess who was behind the whole soy is going to cause cancer thing, it's probably the meat industry. We don't know.
We don't know. I think it's just knowledge, if you want the truth. I mean, I'd love to bang meat and dairy right now. I'm always ready to bang them.
But, I'm on it.
But I think it's because they were afraid of the phytoestrogens.
Yes.
And they think that the phytoestrogens were the same and attached to the same receptors as estrogen.
Right.
So they didn't understand that the phytoestrogens are actually protective versus estrogen.
Right. But I think that, I mean, I am going to bang on the meat industry. I'm doing it. Here we go. I mean, it's not hard to see where the money comes from.
Oh, I know.
Right.
I
and know. So those studies that say, you know, oh, the phytoestrogens are going to kill you. If we went back into the science, I'm willing to bet we could go back and find research studies that were funded by,
I know.
The chicken industry. Well, what I like to do with tofu, I've created this new process where I take the tofu and I cut it into very small pieces.
Mm-hmm.
maybe not quite postage stamp size, but really tiny. I mean, I really kind of shave it. And I like the Wildwood tofu. It comes in bricks that are about right. the size of
it's
a
really
shoe.
It's really firm, and they use calcium. So tofu yeah. is also a good source of calcium.
A good source of calcium.
Because that's how they process the soybeans, is using calcium.
Nice. I then marinate it overnight in a like a non-chicken, it's a non-chicken vegetable mm-hmm. base, soup base. And then I slow, low bake it. So long-term baking at a very low temperature, I kind of dry it out. I make it kind of
right.
leathery.
It's like jerky.
Yeah. And then I just keep that in the fridge, and it makes great sandwiches. It adds yeah. nicely to burritos.
Oh.
You can use it when you're doing a pasta. I mean, there's yeah. so many great ways to put it in. So I feel like in the bulk cooking or the bulk prep area, as long as I've got the right ingredients on hand, then the kitchen magician can sort of show up and just create.
Absolutely. And that's why you have to think ahead a little bit. Do you know?
Yes.
You can't plan if
you don't have.
You can't buy what you think you're going to need if you don't plan. Because
right.
you don't want to just spend your money willy-nilly
right.
and spend it on ingredients that you end up throwing away. Because that's no better than someone who refuses to eat leftovers and then makes
right.
enough for five people, but there's only two of them.
Right, exactly.
But there's some other things, too, because I hear from a lot of people. I met someone who told me they didn't even really know how to cook, which completely and absolutely shocked me.
Right.
I mean, it really did.
Yes.
No idea how to cook. And she was telling me that what she does is just buys food out, and she's been trying to find recipes mm-hmm. or restaurants that'll give her the whole food plant-based mm-hmm. food that she can order out, because she's really trying hard.
Yeah.
People have to remember that you can actually buy canned beans. Easy, mm-hmm, right? You mm-hmm, just mm-hmm. buy a can of beans and
yep.
keep them in there. So you don't have to go through the process of cooking your own beans. Brown rice, organic brown rice, you can buy that at any of the grocery stores in the freezer
yep.
section now.
Yep.
So you don't have to, if you're a busy mom or you're busy and you don't have time to plan or you don't even like cooking, because there are those people out there.
There are those people, but you can find those things that do support a whole food plant-based lifestyle.
Absolutely.
And don't require you to become, like you are, a true and actual whole food plant-based certified chef. Hello.
Almost.
Are you an overachiever or what?
I don't know. It yeah, could be a problem.
Bit.
It could be a personality disorder, kind of like dyslexia, always in school.
That's awesome. I mean, I think since I've known you, I think you've taken four separate certification programs just in the time that I've known you, I think. 1, 2, 3 that I can think of off the top of my head for
mm-hmm.
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. How do I phrase this? How do I phrase it?
I know what
part
it is. You
it
love
is
learning.
I love learning, mm-hmm. but I also feel like if people are going to listen to me and they're going to take my advice, mm-hmm. I want to give them the best advice I can possibly give.
Yeah.
And I was the same way as a midwife and a nurse practitioner and as a nurse.
Yeah.
I want to have the best information available, because if you're going to use my information,
yep.
you're going to trust me.
Yep.
I have a moral obligation. I have to be strong with integrity.
Yes.
To give you the best knowledge I can possibly find.
Oh my gosh, I love
Isn't that
hearing
true?
That. Yeah, it absolutely is true. And I love that you have that level of commitment in you that says, if people are going to hear what I'm saying and take it, I want it to be correct and right and
absolutely.
Scientifically proven.
I have always been that way. I mean, it's so important to me. But I am taking this online cooking class for Whole Food, and it is a blast.
Is it? You
really
dig it? Now, I want to know, based on this Whole Food plant-based cooking class that you're taking, you're going to actually mm-hmm. become a certified chef.
No, that's the second class.
Are you enrolled for it?
Well, I got to finish the first one.
Okay.
But I negotiated with
them. You negotiated with
them. So if I take this second class,
am
I
going to get a discount?
How did you know?
Because I figured you out.
I love sales, too.
That's awesome.
It's always an accomplishment when I can save money. But it's a game.
It is a game.
But yeah, they said absolutely. So
that's really
then
cool.
I can be certified as a whole food plant-based chef.
That is so great.
You're going to have to call me instead of Nurse Sherry.
We're going to call you Chef Sherry.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Chef Sherry or Chef Sherry?
Chef Sherry.
It'll be like Hell's Kitchen. You'll have to go, what?
You know, I've never watched a single moment of that show. I know who the guy is. He's the guy with the freaky hair, and he yells, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one. So if I start swearing, you'll know what's happening.
Oh, I will know. And since I swear all the time, you're like, so? You always swear. But I'm trying not to do that anymore. I'm trying to be respectful.
But that's why I take all these classes, is I just really want to have the latest, most up-to-date information for people so that they can feel confident that it's not just someone's opinion. I
right.
mean, how many times have people followed these stars and these people
gurus.
Who have no education
yep.
and they're telling you how to eat or take care of your health and there's no science behind it.
Yeah.
And we're hurting people.
Right.
I feel like we have an obligation to provide wellness, not
right.
more illness.
You know, I was watching a podcast last night. So Rich Roll not only does
the
podcast,
so cool.
he's so amazing. He not only puts it on the pod, but he also does them on YouTube, right? So every
yeah.
interview is recorded on YouTube so you can watch the video. And last night I was watching, oh my God, I watch Rich Roll so much. And I watch Dr. Greger
well,
all the time.
Okay, Hal, let's just tell him who Rich Roll. First of all, he's very handsome. So that
right,
may have something
easy on the
to
eyes.
Do with
yeah.
why you watch him instead of listening to him. The second interesting thing is, he is the only one that I know that can do this. So he only eats whole food plant-based.
Mm-hmm.
He can run 5 triathlons in 7 days.
Right.
I mean, that blows me away.
Right.
Because, I mean, I've done a 10K and it took a week and a half to recover. Now, this was before I was whole food plant-based. But he really attributes the ability to run a race the next day because of the fuel that he's putting in his body
right.
and he doesn't have inflammation. He doesn't have all those other things
right.
that hurt his body
right.
after he challenges it.
Well, and he would know too, right? Because
right.
he was the guy who had a corner office partnership, the whole bit. He was an attorney and he was 50 pounds overweight. He found himself
really?
50 pounds overweight at a kind of a place in his life where he was strung out on alcohol and drugs and he was in a really wow. bad place. I don't know if you know this background
no.
about him, but he kind of woke up one day and went, what am I doing? What am I doing to myself? I'm in a job I hate
right.
with people I don't love. I'm in a body that's 50 pounds overweight. I'm sick as a dog. I'm hungover again. And he literally, this blew me away. I just saw him talk about this the other day. He said, I checked myself in, not to rehab, but to a mental institution.
Oh,
he checked
wow.
himself into a mental institution. He stayed there for 100 days. He got cleaned up. He got his head on straight. And then he started writing books. He started really searching for how to get healthy. And he started by running and he started by exercise. And then he started changing his diet. And he wrote a couple of New York
wow.
Times best-selling books. And he said that it's 2020 now. He said that about 8 years ago, he fell off of his sobriety and went back to alcohol for a very short time. And he said, and it was very clear to me why I don't want to do that in
okay.
my life. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
But now I had the opportunity to see Rich Roll talking to Dr. Greger. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, her two heroes.
My
her
two heroes.
Girl crush. Wait,
totally.
Is it
yeah.
a girl crush when they're guys?
I don't know.
So.
They're my crushes.
They're your crushes.
They're
well,
my crushes.
There's no sex. It's just crush.
Crush, crush, crush. Well, yeah, I mean, that's a recipe for success right there, Dr. Greger
oh.
and Rich Roll. And Dr. Greger said so many interesting things, but one of the things he said last night was, I don't want this to be about my opinion ever. He said, I always
right.
only want it to be about the science. And I know you just said that as well. One thing he said that I thought was beautiful was Rich asked him, oh, so you plan all these things out in advance. I mean, talk about planning. He said, so you plan out your videos for years in advance. He goes, yep, they're all, he goes, I'm all booked out on a whiteboard till 2042. Like that's a little
Holy
creepy
moly.
If you ask me, but he
Boy,
said,
I need his manager.
Right? Yeah. He said, I don't bring an opinion. I only bring the science. And Rich said, I'm just curious. Has there ever been a time when a video's in the can ready to go up and the science changed and you had to pull the video? And he goes, yes, that's happened.
Yeah.
So he says, look, I just deliver it to people. And I say, look, here's what the evidence says. Here's what
right.
the science says. I don't want to give you my opinion. And I appreciate that you say that as well. Because when you're talking, you know, when we have people listening, and hearing that they can bulk cook and they can use whole food plant-based recipes and ingredients to improve their lives, to reverse disease conditions, they need to know that that's for real, that it's evidence-based
right.
scientific
it's not
information.
My opinion.
It's not
yep.
your opinion.
I agree completely.
And what's your opinion on that?
You just want me to rant.
I want you to rant so bad.
I have seen some pretty bad things. So have you. I mean, how many diets have you tried that were totally bogus,
right,
that cost horrible?
Yep.
You know, were very expensive.
Yep.
And you're doing your best, and all you did was gain more weight.
Right. It was a magic pill potion or a magic process, and it didn't work.
Yep.
The only thing that has worked, frankly, has been whole food plant-based living. And I have not.
Me too.
I have not started on some crazy exercise regimen. Do I exercise? I do. But it's more of an active lifestyle than it is a structured regimen. Although I do both, you know, because I'm working on my treadmill desk all the time.
You do. You do really good at that. Yeah. I try to, but a lot of times I don't. But I do exercise every day, and it has nothing to do with my weight. It has to do with my mood.
Yeah,
Because I have to tell you, if I don't get out, I am kind of down and cranky, especially now with all the news and things. It just starts to close in on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm not alone. I mean, you and I have talked about it where we've just kind of looked at each other and gone, oh, geez.
Yeah.
It's hard to pull us out of this pit.
Yep.
And so I find if I get out in nature, it's again that green prescription. That
yes.
Get out next to a tree. I was thinking about this morning, trying to tell people it doesn't matter if you don't live next to the forest like we do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm so lucky.
You don't live next to the forest. You live in the forest.
I live in the forest. Yeah. I really do. My house is covered with trees.
Oh, it's so awesome.
It's pretty cool. I'm pretty lucky. But go on your patio. Sit next to a plant.
Yeah.
Go to a park. Sit under a tree. I mean, I'm not a true tree hugger, although I am. Hug a tree. I mean, sometimes I just walk by a tree and I'll touch it. And
pet it. I hug them.
And tell them thank you.
Yeah, me too.
But it's like the only stable thing right now is our nature, almost.
Yeah,
right?
Yes, yes.
Not that it's in perfect shape, but it's more stable than everything else that we know right now.
Right.
So get out in nature, smell the air, touch the plants, sit under a tree and just bring in that positive lovingness that is really all around us, because all we hear about is negativity.
You know, it's interesting. We're kind of on this idea of bulk prep and bulk cooking, and I'm thinking about bulk nature, right?
Yeah.
Like, we can't just expect nature to heal us if we get out. Well, what, this month I went hiking once, or
It
needs to be, as we're talking about. What I love that we began this discussion with, okay, so let's talk about bulk cooking. And the first words out of your mouth was, you have to plan.
A little bit.
And that's true about being in nature too. You have to plan. You have to make it part of, just like exercise, you have to plan. You have to make it part of your living, just like whether it's something like recently you and I were talking about the natural life pyramid, right? So you've got nutrition at the bottom and action and intention and thoughts and all of these things. All of them require a plan.
They do, but your life requires a plan.
Your life requires a plan.
You could be that kind of person that goes down a river and you don't have any oars and you bump along.
Right.
You know, what are you going to accomplish? Well, if you bump along between fast food and junk food and standard American diet,
you're going to accomplish the standard American diseases.
Heart disease.
Yep.
Right?
Metabolic syndrome.
Diabetes, Alzheimer's, dementia.
Yep.
So that's what you're going to bump into.
Right.
Whereas if you take your oars and you paddle, you're going to miss those.
Intentionally, yes.
Yeah. So really taking into account that this is your life, it's the only one you're given at this point. I mean, there is, some people believe in reincarnation, and I'm not an anti-believer. Kind of hoping I come back as a princess, but whatever.
I
either want to be a princess or a cat.
Okay, well, kind of.
A cat with a home.
A cat with a home. A cat named Princess.
Oh, there we go. Well, now let me put that out a little different. Princess number one,
cat number two.
But this is the only life you have, and you can't not plan how you want to be. How do you want to be as a grandma? Do you want to get down on the floor and play with those kids? Because you can get down and you can get back up.
Yep.
Do you want to run with your kids?
Right.
Plan your life a little bit. Plan your health.
Right.
I don't think anybody in America thinks about planning their health.
Very few people do. Yeah. It's that concept of living life by design or by default.
Right.
Getting in the kayak and just defaulting down the river, bumping into whatever it is. You know, that's default. Then that's what you get, what you get.
Right.
You know, we used to tell our kids, you get what you get and you don't throw a fit.
Right.
You get what you get and you don't throw a fit. But the fact of the matter is you can plan what you get. You can plan for your outcomes.
You can, as much as humanly possible.
That's
absolutely.
Right. Yeah. The accidents happen. They happen. Those things happen.
But be prepared for them. So maybe the accident happens that you hurt yourself and you have to go to the hospital or you get some kind of a disease. But if you plan through your life and you're healthy,
right,
it's not going to be as severe. You can have surgery and be moving sooner.
Yeah.
You can move your joints. So all of these things take a little bit of planning. And it's not huge. It's not overly involved. But it's think that you can have control over your life.
And then take control over your life,
but
right?
But even believing that you have control over your health. If you ask most people...
They don't think they do.
Oh, my genetics or...
Right.
Well, you know, I'll just
family.
Go to the doctor. They'll make it better.
Yeah.
Or, you know what? They can't make hypertension better.
Right.
With blood pressure medicine. They can decrease your numbers.
Right.
But you're taking medication.
They're masking it.
Whole food plant-based can
makes
reverse
it, better.
It and makes it better.
Yeah.
Without any side effects, without any cost. Right?
Isn't that great? Isn't that great?
It's just great. It's owning that you have control.
I like to say that, you know, this is my body, right? This is my ship, and I'm the captain of this ship.
You are the captain.
That's right. And I have to make the best decisions to keep this ship safe and sound.
Right.
I cannot control the wind and the waves, but the things that I can control, I must.
Absolutely.
I must. And I think you're right that, you know, most Americans don't take that interest or level of action that they can and could and should.
Well, I think it's a concept that nobody's discussed.
Yeah.
Right? Nobody's discussed it.
I mean,
maybe with our kids, we did as they were growing up. Like, we didn't have soda pop. And part of it was we didn't have any money, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't have all the junk food because we really couldn't afford it. And I seemed to be feeding every kid in the neighborhood when my kids were young. So we had a lot of fruit, stuff like that. But I don't know that I ever had that sit-down talk about you're in control of your health.
Mm-hmm.
And people go, well, but, you know, my mom's obese, my dad's obese, my dad had heart disease.
Right.
So therefore,
I'm going to be obese, I'm going to have cancer, I'm going to be,
But we have to remember that how you treat your body, what you put in your body can turn on that gene, but it can also turn it off.
Right. So can you finish this sentence with one word? You are what you... Right?
Oh, let me think.
Let me think. What is it? Can I do it?
What is that magic word?
Right. It's
you are what you eat.
That's right.
And your life is in your control.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, there'll be the offshoots. There'll be some people that don't do well. There'll be some people that can't completely cure diabetes, for example. Because if you've had it for so long, your pancreas kind of poops out, meaning it doesn't produce that insulin that you need anymore.
Yeah, but you can still minimize the effects by getting rid of the insulin resistance and getting the fats out of your body, right?
Well, I can guarantee you'll reduce your medication use.
Yes.
So you may not restart that pancreas.
Yeah.
Some people have, some people haven't.
No kidding.
But you will. Wow. You will reduce your medication use.
That's got to be so frustrating to have medicine all day, every day, checking every meal, before meals, after meals.
How many medications does the average person over 60 have?
A lot. I don't know because I don't take any medicine.
I don't know. Well, I don't take it
either. Gary doesn't take any medicine.
Brad's 69 and he doesn't.
I was talking to a lady today who was telling me that out of a whole lot of kids in her family, she's like one of the only ones who doesn't take medicine. And she is a listener of our show and she, you know, participates by taking active role in her life, you know.
And isn't that interesting that just by listening, she learned and she shifted her thought process that she has control.
Yeah.
You're not a victim. You're only a victim if you want to be.
Oh, my gosh. Exactly. You know what Dr. Greger said the other day? This is really weird. He said, look, if you're afraid of COVID-19.
Oh, yeah.
Right? He said, the fact of the matter is, if your BMI is over 28, you are 6 times more likely to experience a negative outcome. Okay, so BMI over 28 now. This morning, my BMI was 25.5.
Yeah,
it's still high.
Well, it's in the overweight category.
Yes.
But I'm close
to the absolute normal category.
Okay, well, and I want to say, if I remember right, 28 is overweight. It's not obese.
It's not even obese. That was the point he was making, was that 28 is overweight. It's
is
not
obese,
even right.
considered obese. 28 is overweight.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so 6 times more likely to suffer an adverse outcome. And what he said was, you must You must, if you are worried about it, you must take charge. You must take control. Right. Right now is the time to do it.
Well, and it drives me crazy because you find masks everywhere now. They're in the grocery store. They're in the Bi-Mart. I mean, they're everywhere. They're in the, you know, where you go to get
They're next to the chips and the sodas.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You buy gas. They're right next to them. And you now I'm finding them all over the trails, which just irks me
to find them outside.
I'm at like a trash mongrel. And it drives me crazy.
Yeah. Later.
But you're finding masks everywhere.
Yes.
So people are afraid and they're going to spend the money on masks. They're going to spend the money on Lysol and hand sanitizer. So let's spend some money on some fruit, some vegetables, some beans, some rice.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Let's feed our body
what we need.
Yeah.
I know that it's recommended that we all wear our masks and that we are cautious and we are careful. Agree to that wholly.
Yeah.
Absolutely agree to that.
It's easy.
But start in your own home.
Yeah. Start in your own body with what you're eating. I saw a meme the other day that was interesting. It showed a morbidly obese woman on a scooter, like in a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And she was looking at the person in this meme next to her that wasn't wearing a mask. And the lady on the scooter was wearing a mask. And she said, "Excuse me, you're not respecting my health."
Oh.
And then it was like, dude, obviously you don't respect your own health, you know?
Right, right.
And I think that's what it comes down to when we're talking about bulk cooking and prepping. It starts with planning and it starts with respecting what we're putting into our bodies. If we are what we eat, I don't want to be a chemical cocktail.
I don't either.
I don't.
I
want to be grapes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to be grapes, you know?
I want to be grapes. You're going to
be
grapes.
What would I be?
Ooh, I'd be a tomato.
You'd
tomatoes
be a tomato.
Tomatoes are my favorite food in the entire world.
Oh my gosh.
Ugh, I love them.
They're so good.
But if we get back to batch cooking,
yeah,
let's throw out some breakfasts that are easy.
Yeah.
And then some lunches. So for my go-tos for breakfast are usually three things.
Okay.
Oatmeal.
Yep.
With berries, cup of berries on top.
Yep.
And flaxseed, ground flaxseed
flax.
And ground chia so that I have that wonderful omega-3s for my brain.
Yep.
I really want my brain to stay with me and work functionally
for
a long time.
Kind of like that brain.
I like my brain.
Yeah.
And the second one is avocado toast.
Just
toast with avocado. I'll put on tomato. I'll put on shredded kale.
Yep.
Wonderful.
Radishes. And I think I've seen you put on sprouts.
Cucumbers, sprouts, and then I sprinkle my chia seeds.
Yep.
Right? Because that's what I eat every morning is I try to get in at least a tablespoon of flaxseed or chia.
Nice.
And I'm not a huge nut eater, so I'm not going to be doing walnuts.
Yeah.
You know, it's just preference.
Yeah.
And then my third is tofu scramble.
So how do you batch any of those or bulk any of those?
Well, oatmeal is easy. You can just make a big pot in the morning, stick it in the refrigerator, and you've got it for the rest of the week, right?
Yeah. I don't know. That sounds creepy to me.
No, you can do it.
It doesn't get slimy or something weird?
Not as long as you're using good oatmeal.
Good oats.
You know, like whole oats, not any of those processed, not chopped and fractionated.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Cool.
You could even do steel cut oats.
Well, and then the avocado toast, you could literally make a guacamole and that
Absolutely.
Could become your avocado toast for a couple of days.
It, so
a little bit of lemon so it doesn't oxidate.
Yellow. Now, when you make your avocado toast, it's just avocado.
You don't add any lime or...
Well, I would if I was trying to save it, but you could.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no mayo, no sour cream.
Oh, yeah. None of it. No dairy, no oil.
And then the tofu is easy because you just do diced up vegetables and you can come home from the grocery store.
Yep.
Cut up your vegetables. Okay. You can either cut up a bunch of them, roast one set so that you can throw them on salads or throw them in a rice and bean bowl.
Yes, right.
Even a taco.
Roast them and put them
season.
In the fridge, right? Like you could roast them. Like that could be part of your bulk prep. So you prepped your veggies,
your beans, you roasted them.
Yep. Yes.
So roast your veggies, sprinkle that everywhere, and then dice up some veggies so that you can add it to salads, so you can add it to tofu.
Yeah.
So tofu scramble is just getting tofu, pressing the water out, which is a dish towel that you're, a clean dish towel.
A clean dish towel. You roll it up. Yeah.
Roll it up. Put something heavy on it for a few minutes and it pushes all the water out.
Yeah.
And then crumble it.
Yes.
Just like scrambled eggs,
right.
basically. And then season it. And I used a little turmeric because everybody wants it to look like scrambled eggs.
Right. A little bit of yellow color.
Yellow. And turmeric's so good for your joints, anti-cancer.
It's, good.
It's a good spice. And then salt, pepper, a little onion.
Maybe some salsa.
Yeah. But even onion, garlic
powder,
onion powder, whatnot. And then kind of stir fry it and add your veggies, and you've got a great breakfast. Put it on whole wheat toast, even better. So that's three that you can shift up for the week. Easy to do. And then for lunch, let's see, leftovers are always what I eat.
I love leftovers for lunch. Salad.
Yeah. If you're sick of salad, you got rice and beans in the fridge, mix them up with a little salsa, put them in a whole corn tortilla. Mm-hmm. You got tacos, right?
Yeah.
If you've got shredded cabbage, add that to your taco.
Yeah.
All those kinds of things. You know, sometimes I'll even do tofu that I marinate in just some kind of an herb like you do. But usually for me, it's tamari and a little bit of balsamic. And then I'll marinate it and then cook it. And it's like lunch meat. And so I'll put it on bread.
Yep.
Things
I love
like
it.
That. So
well, if you think
getting
about
creative.
You think about going to a restaurant, for example. If you walked into a restaurant walk-in fridge, right? Like in all of our restaurants, we've got these 8x8 refrigerators. They're 8 feet by
Huge.
8 feet. Some of them are 10 feet. Yeah, one of them's really tiny, but most of them are about 8x8. And when you walk in every corner of the whole thing, there's all these racks and shelves, and you'll find bell peppers cut up and carrots prepared and fruits ready to go and lettuce that's been washed and is prepped and ready to go. You know, some things don't hold well, so the avocados are in the fridge, but they're not cut, they're not prepped.
Yeah, you can't prep them.
But, you know, when you think about restaurants, they're doing bulk prep, bulk batch prepping and cooking all the time to get ready for any number of combinations. And that's what I think this really comes down to is, you've got your rice, you got your beans, you got your quinoa, you got your veggies, whether steam them or roast them or saute them or however you prepare them. Once you've got them, you can now combine them in so many ways to make so many different flavors.
Right. And how much time does it take to throw these ingredients in? So you just got home from work at 6 o'clock, you're starved, people are yelling at you, I want food,
I'm hungry.
Food.
Yeah.
At least that's what used to happen in my house. Great. And then you can throw it together in a half an hour because everything's there.
It's ready
or
to go.
Or open a can of beans.
Yeah.
And there are, so, as you said, so many different kinds of beans.
Oh,
black
my gosh.
Beans.
Adzuki
pinto,
beans, white beans, limas, small navies.
Come in cans if you don't have time to pre-cook.
Yep.
And the rice and the farro, all those things are so easy, especially if you have an Instapot.
Oh, gosh, I love my Instapot.
I do like my Instapot. It is my friend at times.
Yeah, it is mine too. Well, I know it's time to wrap up. We've come to the end of our time together, and I hope that we have added value to our listeners.
I do too.
I hope that we have added value. I hope that we bring you a sense of ability to take control over your own life, your own fitness, your own health. And by knowing that, for our listeners, what you put in your mouth really does matter. If it's really true that you are what you eat, then eat an apple.
Or a tomato.
Or a tomato.
Or a grape.
Or a grape, or a lot of grapes. And just back away from the French fries. Yeah. Say no to the Doritos. I mean, just you have control. So thank you, Nurse Sherry.
It's so much fun chatting.
It is. It's so much fun. Well, I thank you to our listeners for being here with us on the Ocean Mist Power Hour. We're glad to be with you here on KCIW 100.7 FM on your radio dial or anywhere in the world, any time of day if you joined us via podcast. We're glad you were here with us, and we're thankful that you came over to spend a little time. Thanks again. We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
The opinions expressed here are those of the individual participants. Curry Coast Community Radio takes no position on issues discussed in this program. The information provided is not intended to substitute for professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your personal physician or other qualified healthcare professional before changing your healthcare treatment, diet, or lifestyle.